I'm sorry, what was your name again? Yes.
David.
David, I hear the Lord say that I am transitioning you in this season, says God. The Lord says, you've been a father to many, you birthed many things, and you've networked with many, even around the world, says God. But the Lord says, know that I'm even doing some new things, even with you, says the Lord. The Lord says, there's a pioneering spirit that I've even placed within you from you were a very young man. And the Lord says, you thought even that you would even go, and you've been transitioning even to days even of retirement, says the Lord, that you might even cause even that one that would be that successor to you, that you might even release even some things even to them, says God, even to the young Timothys. And the Lord says that has even worked well with you, but there have been some disappointment because you would have thought that they would have risen up even a different way than you would have expected. And even some of the ones that you were looking at, it's almost like you thought they would have even wanted it, and you would have been that one that would have been strong even to release impartation and teaching and training and laying it down line upon line, precept upon precept, but it just didn't really even turn out that way, says God. So you felt like you've even had to carry the vision, and that you kind of had to take some things back, as it were, and even to retrain even in some things, says God. But the Lord says, no, son, that I'm going to begin even to restore even that sonship, says God. And the Lord says, even where there would have been those that you would have imparted to and you would have raised up, but they would have been walked away even to serve another vision, says God. The Lord says, no, that I've caused you to be that one that would reproduce yourself in others. And it's almost like then it's like you had to release him in blessing. It wasn't really ascending. It was more like a blessing and release. But the Lord says, no, son, that I'm even causing in this season you even to raise up that one that is that true son. And that would and this one that is that true son wouldn't really even be the one that would have been the most likely. They kind of would have been the least likely. But the Lord says they have your heart. They have your passion. They have your vision. But the Lord says it's going to be even just a little bit longer. But I'm going to cause that successor even to come. But the Lord says it's not even for you to retire. I've caused you even to begin to rethink some things because I've re-envisioned, I've re-even invigorated you, says God, with the vision that I placed even within the midst of your heart. And the Lord says I begin even to cause some dreams even to come to you even in the night seasons. And the Lord says even in the daytime I've caused you even to begin to rethink some things and even to begin even to write some things down that you've taken the pen and paper in hand and you've kind of written some things out. And the Lord says I began to even strategize with you, says the Lord. And the Lord says, not only am I doing this even for you, but the Lord says, I'm going to cause you even to do it for many others, says God. I'm going to cause you even to raise up and even to build a model for others, even to be able to draw upon and even to be able to look upon. But the Lord says, not only that, for you to teach and even to impart, says God, because this is a season that the Lord says, I'm resurrecting some things of vision. I'm resurrecting some things even of teaching, some things of training. And the Lord says, I have need of you, son. So I'm putting even a new demand upon the gift, and I'm causing even your youth even to be renewed, says God, because you said, Lord, I just kind of want the young ones even to go the distance. I'm ready to send them out. I'm ready just to see them catapulted. But the Lord says, we have need even of those fathers, says God, and you're that one that is even that father in Zion. And the Lord says, it's time, son, for you even to go forth, even to release even that mantle to many, says the Lord. And the Lord says, son, there is going to be that time you felt like for a season of time that your time of coming and going was over. You felt like you're just kind of going to just be planted even exactly where you're at. And it's time for me to be planted. It's time for me even to build. It's time for me even to just kind of sit back and just kind of enjoy even the fruit of my labors. But the Lord says, son, I am going to allow you to enjoy the fruit of your labors. But the Lord says, they're going to even beat those times that I am going to send you for, says the Lord, because they're going to be those calls that are coming again. It's almost like you felt like you've been hidden. And then the Lord says, I'm revealing you even again. There, even your name is even being, is going over even the tongues of many, says God, in this season. And the Lord says, there's much even talk and much even recommendation that have you called David. I know this person, and that they can help you. And the Lord says, son, there are many that are talking about you, and you have that to impart, that you can even help many, says the Lord. And so the Lord says, son, it's time for you even to get out some of those old training manuals that you've written, some of those old teachings even that you've had. And the Lord says, get ready, son, them, because I'm going to cause there, even as the calls have come, the Lord says, I'm going to cause you even some strategic travel. And the Lord says, I'm going to cause the impartation, says the Lord. And the Lord says, truly, son, as I'm going to cause you even in this season to raise up that one that truly will be that son, that successor, the Lord says, I'm going to cause you even to partner with some others to see that fulfilled even in their life, says God. You've been dialoguing with even some of your peers and even some of your friends how that's not happening. But the Lord says, know that even in my body, even in the body of Christ at large, the Lord says, I have need of you. I have need of even that Father spirit even that you have, says God. The Lord says, that humility even that you have. The Lord says, you have much to teach and much to release and much to impart, says the Lord. The Lord says, that of the apostolic, that of the apostle, the Lord says, I'm releasing even through you, says God, even in this season. So the Lord says, son, even get ready for it. And the Lord says, there's some new modeling. And some of it's even some new, but it's like I'm making some of the old things even new, says God. Because the Lord says, I'm breathing fresh life upon them. And some of those plans and some of those ways and those precepts that I taught you even from long ago, they still apply for today, says God. And the Lord says, son, I have need of you even to mentor. The Lord says, even there's even some mentoring and some training that I'm going to cause you even to come alongside even some young pastors, says the Lord, and even to mentor them even in my ways and in the things of me, says God. So the Lord says, even get ready, son. There's a new thrust of my anointing. There's a new thrust that I'm even bringing forth. But the Lord says, there's also, the Lord says, not that you've even asked for, but there's a new financial stream that I'm going to begin even to bring to you, says the Lord. The Lord says, where you felt like the brook and the dam just kind of dried up for a season, the Lord says, I'm getting ready even to cause those finances even to pour forth. And the Lord says, some of those business ideas that I've given to you, you've kind of laid them on a shelf and you said, I don't know if they're going to work. The Lord says, they're not necessarily for you to implement, but the Lord says, they're those for you even to birth forth, says God. But the Lord says, there are going to be even some income streams that I'm going to bring to you, says God, because I'm going to begin to even to work with you and cause you even to speak into some other individuals, and I'm going to cause the finances to begin even to pour forth, says the Lord. Amen.